Art Linkletter and the kids. Join us for 15 minutes of unrehearsed, unpredictable fun with children. Starring kids from 2 to 10. With the Pied Piper of TV and radio, the people are funny man, Art Linkletter.
Art Linkletter died yesterday at the age of 97. The smiling, sweet-tempered host of Kids Say the Darndest Things, he made a career out of being easy to talk to, and he was especially good at putting children at ease.
Carolyn, what do you want to be?
A movie star.
What do movie stars do, for instance?
Has a movie star breakfast, then it goes in a movie star car, then it has a movie star lunch, then it goes to bed with another movie star.
What does your daddy do, Paige?
He raises funds.
He's a fundraiser. Gee, that's wonderful. Who's he raising funds for?
Himself.
Linkletter was born in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, the adoptive son of a one-legged cobbler.
I left Moose Jaw when I was about a week old. I was abandoned by my birth parents, adopted by some nice Baptist people, Baptist minister and shoemaker.
He was a natural with people who made them forget he was holding a microphone. Linkletter's first hit was called People Are Funny, but he really found success with Kids Say the Darndest Things. He had a gift for ad-libbing, probably never used a script, and described himself as everybody's next-door neighbor, only a little bit smarter.
Well, I'm an expert on kids. I've interviewed 27,000 of them, and I've had a bunch of them myself. I think among our young people today, as a general rule, I would say that the brightest are brighter than they've ever been, and the baddest are the worst.
Linkletter's autobiography was called Confessions of a Happy Man. He was married to the same woman for 75 years and died with 15 great-grandchildren. An unassuming, gracious man who had a talent for listening. He hosted two of the longest-running shows on television. Art Linkletter died yesterday at his home in Los Angeles.
Hey, Morgenstern, aren't you the girl whose father was on my program when he was a little boy?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this kind of frightening? You're coming around the second time and I'm still here waiting. Well, Peggy, I'm glad to meet you. How did your mother and daddy meet?
Well, they met at a nudist camp.
A nudist colony?
Yeah.
A nudist camp. And what do they do at nudist camps?
They play game and take off their clothes.
Did they tell you this about meeting that way?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just make this up. It's really true. Oh, that's wonderful. I can hardly think of another question to ask.
Well, in the first place, I am a people person. Always have been. Not a highly controversial one. I'm noted mainly for my compassion for grandmothers, little children, and dogs.